Wealthier parts of the British capital are affectionately known as Londongrad by Russian residents. Much of the allure stems from the security London affords, says Nicholas Redman of the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
We have a court system here and property rights system in Britain, which you just don't have the equivalent of in Russia. And so people that have made money in Russia sometimes like to have a base here and places like here in order to feel more secure in the future.
That security is under question as Britain draws up stronger economic sanctions against Russia in case of further incursions into Ukraine. Nearly 70 Russian companies are listed on the London stock markets, including energy giants Rosneft and Gazprom. But the threat of sanctions has caused postponement of at least two stock sales as investor appetite for Russian securities has fallen, says Moscow-born Sergei Ostrovsky from the Russia division of the global law firm Ashurst.
There will be a period of caution while people put on hold projects which can be put on hold, adopt a wait-and-see position, and where they will be cautious to take on new projects. In the long term, it is difficult to see an easy replacement for the City of London where Russian business is concerned.
Real estate agents say trophy houses like this have particular appeal to investors. A 12-bedroom house with cinema and swimming pool that sold in 2012 for around $39 million to an anonymous foreign buyer. Ed Mead is executive director of real estate agent Douglas & Gordon.
The secrecy laws here allow you to buy a property in an offshore or a company name. You pay an enhanced stamp duty, and I think they quite like the anonymity that provides them.
Russia's president relies on the support of influential oligarchs whose money is parked in properties like this, says analyst Nicholas Redman.
If large members of the Russian elite are being seriously inconvenienced, if their wealth is being wiped out, if they are no longer welcome in the kind of places that they are used to going in, then it's reasonable to assume that their loyalty would at least be tested.
But sanctions would not have an immediate effect on Russia's wider economy, says Elizabeth Stevens of insurance brokers Jardine Lloyd Thompson.
We've seen with Iran, we saw with Iraq under Hussein, it takes many years for that to come to fruition. And in the interim, the EU would hurt their own economies as well.
Analysts say that trade-off is being debated in capitals across Europe, none more so than London. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.